Greetings to you, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are welcome to another episode of our devotion for this week. I'm your brother, Cornelius Malachi Sheyin from Nigeria. We thank the Lord for how he has been seeing us so far, how he has been providing our needs spiritually and physically through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank him for the angels he has sent to guide us, to minister unto us what we need to be made ready as his children. Today we are going to look at the topic titled Relationship, Fellowship and Service. Now, many a times we misplace these three things. Before one can talk about fellowship with God, you have to talk of relationship. And I would like to use example like a family. What makes a child to his mother is because she gave birth to that child because of the blood relationship. But a child can also have that relationship through the blood without necessarily being committed to the mother, to know the mother as it's supposed to be. The same way we as believers, what makes us related to God is because of that birth, spiritual birth, is because his gene, his life is in us. And most of the time we have this issue that we are just satisfied with the fact that we are born again, we are children of God, we are not going to be destroyed. But that is not the real point that God saves us. God saves us with a plan to mold us, to make us being conformed to his image, which is Jesus Christ. Many times as believers, we just relax and forget that our journey is not okay by just being born again. Now, it is one thing to be born again, it is another thing to have a relationship, fellowship with God. When you are born again, you actually have a relationship, but you need to have fellowship with him in order to know him better. It is in fellowship that we can now be able to say that we know him and really we can represent him. So we are going to take a Bible reading from the book of 1 John chapter 1. And I read from verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our eyes have handled, of the word of life. Now remember, you cannot see the spiritual until you are born again. Now John was talking about them that have been born spiritually and could be able to see that internal life that came through Jesus, the life that was God Himself. Now in verse 2, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that internal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. When one is born again, just like you have two children of the same mother, you find out that no matter what happened, she cannot change the fact that because one is committed to her and another is not committed to her, he stopped to be her own child, that which is not committed. The same way, if we are not committed to God, does not mean that we are no longer children of God. But one thing is certain, I cannot know God without fellowship. And that is why in the early church, when they became born again, they continued steadfastly in fellowship. When you don't fellowship, you will have deficiency. When I don't fellowship, I will not manifest His presence in my life. When I don't fellowship, I will not grow. When I don't fellowship, I will not be able to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. When I don't fellowship, I will not move from being a baby to be a matured Christian. And many a times you find that after we are born again, we are quick to go and render service. You don't render service when you don't fellowship. It is in fellowship that we know Him. And after we know Him, then we can go and represent Him to the sinners. And as a result, we don't follow this process by first have relationship through spiritual birth, and then have fellowship, that when we go and try to render service, you find out that the service is fruitless. And you find out that another person who really has relationship, fellowship, will still go and render service, and you find out that there will be fruitfulness. So, brothers and sisters in the Lord, at this crucial hour, the most important thing we must know is that first, be born again. The next is to fellowship with Him through His word in prayers. Also, before we think of going to represent Him. Otherwise, will only be false witness. You cannot witness what you don't know. I cannot witness what I don't know. I pray that the Lord will help us, that we may have fellowship with Him, just as the early apostles had fellowship with Him, that they could say something, that which they handled, now they are here to witness to the people. And as such, they were really not false witness. Now, when you don't have fellowship with God and you go to represent Him, you are a false witness. I pray that Lord will help us not to be false witness. in order to bear more fruit, to bring more souls unto him. Though we don't bring souls, he brings souls to himself through us. I pray we will not struggle more and more as we journey through this life. Rather, we will allow him to do what he wants to do through our life from glory to glory. May the Lord bless his word in our life. In Jesus' name.